Our guest at the cafe this morning is the executive director of CASA of Hunt County, the court-appointed special advocates, Lori Cope. Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we haven't talked to you for a while. Certainly during the summer, of course, CASA looks after kids that are in foster care. And what a strange time we have all gone through here since late February, early March. But what has been the effect on the number of cases that you all are taking care of?
You know, we have really seen a decline in cases because, again, CASA doesn't get involved until those children have been removed from that abusive home. And we kind of mark March 15th as the date of when we really took, the pandemic took effect of cases. And when we look at new cases from March 15th until August 15th of this year, we've had 18 new cases. Mm-hmm. But now when we compare that to that this same time period last year, March 15th to August 15th of 2019, we had 32 new cases. Mm-hmm. Well, you can just see the difference is that, you know, these children are not out in the public. They never went back to school from spring break. And school teachers are 25% of our reporters of the allegations of child abuse. And so even at summer school, these kids are just not being seen, and so these allegations are not being reported.
Mm-hmm. And I showed you an article, that this particular article was out of Amarillo, but the story was to the effect that as kids come back into school now, and it's different in every school district, but you're gonna see a sharp rise in cases, most likely.
Yes, we know. We feel like there is the storm on the horizon. And we are at CASA, we are ready. We're standing ready. We don't want to have to get ready. You know, the thing is, we have been very diligent in trying to gain new volunteers. When we look at the stats, you know, this time last year during the pandemic, during the summer months, when normally we don't do a lot of volunteer training, we only gained 4 new volunteers during the summer months of last year. But this year, we have worked really hard and we have gained 13 new volunteers because, again, we're standing ready. We know that the dam is about to break. Mm-hmm. And so we want to be ready with these CASA of volunteers because, once again, it is the volunteers that we rely on to advocate for these children.
We're talking with Lori Cope, and Lori's the director of CASA of Hunt County, the court-appointed special advocates for kids in foster care. And your volunteers actually go into the homes where these children are living and observe them.
Well, you know, and during this pandemic,
well, right.
Right, once again, we have faced this situation, yeah, where even Texas CASA has recommended that we not do, yeah, face-to-face visits. And so we're doing them virtually. We're seeing these kids through Zoom or Duo or these other things where we can see them virtually. Now, we do have special circumstances where we do. The volunteer or staff will go into that foster home. If there's a special circumstance where we do need to see that child face-to-face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we try to conduct that that visit outdoors and, of course, wear masks.
Right.
But, you know, we certainly want to provide that judge with information that he or she needs to know. And the number one thing is we certainly don't want any child to fall through the cracks.
Right. And then the volunteers actually appear in court and speak on behalf of the children in custody cases and so on.
Correct. So, you know, when that judge is wanting to know how that kid is doing in that foster home, or especially if we have a trial, which is, mm-hmm, to terminate parental rights, we want that volunteer to be able to have seen that child recently face-to-face. You know, virtually is okay. It's not ideal. We know that. Texas CASA knows that. But, you know, we do the best we can. Everybody's doing the best we can. But we just recently had a situation where if it wasn't for the CASA who went out to a home on a monitored return to see some children, the CPS hadn't been out there. The attorney hadn't been out there. But the CASA had and could provide that judge with valuable information. We are, and again, it's all virtual. You know, these 13 new volunteers that we have trained since March 15th, We screened them virtually. We trained them virtually. They did their court observation virtually, and they were even sworn in virtually.
So we've just got a few more seconds left. You've got an event. It's actually not your event, but it's an event involving all kinds of nonprofit organizations. North Texas Giving Day is coming up soon.
Yes, that is on September 17th this year, and it's an online giving opportunity to where everyone can go online and at northtexasgivingday.org, search for CASA for Hunt County, and donate to CASA. You know, this pandemic has also affected us to where we could not hold our fundraisers. Mm-hmm. And so we are very much going to be relying on everybody to just give whatever they can to support us, because we have to make sure that we can, you know, have these volunteers to serve these children.
And I believe that's a Thursday. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Now, I tell you what, they've got it opened up right now.
Oh.
People can go on right now and give all the way up till that North Texas Giving Day on the 17th of September.
Okay, very good. I'm glad you mentioned that. Now, as we close, I should say for disclosure that my wife, Tricia, works with CASA and is very good friends with Lori. All right, Lori, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us on the phone.
Oh, thank you, John Mark.
And it's Lori Cope with CASA of Hunt County. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.